They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we once again bring you the beautiful program titled The Pious Women of Islam. In this, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, we go through the seerah of those pious individuals, female individuals of past, whom have left a legacy for us to follow. Which pious individual will we be discussing today? Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will come to know about her name after going through the virtue of reciting Durood Sharif. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that some malaika, some angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala roam around the earth and they bring the salam of my ummah to me. Subhanallah. What a beautiful responsibility these malaika, these angels they have. They roam around the earth and they look for those who send salam upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, those who send salam upon Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, these angels, they take the salam in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasalam. So we shall also make a habit of reciting as much durood o salam, salat ala nabi as much we can. So inshaAllah zawadil our salam, our durood can also be presented in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The individual that we will be discussing today, the personality whose seerah we will go through today, holds immense virtues. She is none other than Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha also holds the honor of being Ummul Mu'mineen, meaning the mother of believers. She also had the honor of being the wife of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because of which she was given the title of Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers. Yes, our mother. She has immense attributes, immense traits, and her family was one of the most noble families in Arab Sharif. Her initial name was Barrah, but Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam changed her name to Maymuna. Her father's name was Harith and her mother's name was Hind binte Auf. My dear son, brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in Zulqadatul Haram 6th Hijri, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam appointed Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umme Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor of Medina and left for Makkah Mukarramah to perform Umrah with more than 1400 companions alayhi wa ridwan. Because Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had migrated to Madinatul Munawwara zadahallahu sharifahu wa ta'zima. Now in 6th Hijri, in Zulqadatul Haram 6th Hijri, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam intended to go for Umrah to Makkah al-Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharifan wa ta'zima. So he alayhi salatu wasalam takes 1400 companions with him and leaves for Makkah al-Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharifan wa takreema. However, non-believers, they came in the way and did not let Muslims enter Makkah al-Mukarramah. And as a consequence, as a result, a peace treaty took place between Muslims and the non-believers, which was known as the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Sulh Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah in the history. In the history, this treaty is known as the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Now, according to this treaty, Muslims were to return back to Madinat al-Munawwara without performing Umrah. However, they would come back next year, i.e. in 7th Hijri, to perform Umrah, but would stay only for 3 days, and then they will leave. So this agreement, this treaty finalized between Muslims and non-Muslims, that this year, Muslims, they will return back to Madinat al-Munawwara without performing Umrah. However, they will return back the following year, and they can perform Umrah in 7th Hijri. However, they cannot stay more than 3 days, and within after 3 days, they will have to leave. So, when this agreement was signed, then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam opened up the ihram, meaning he finished those restrictions which are imposed after one puts his ihram on for Umrah or Hajj. And those restrictions are lifted after one has performed the Umrah, the rites of Umrah or Hajj. But after this peace treaty was signed, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lifted these restrictions within of ihram, within the plains of Hudaybiyah, and performed qurbani, performed the sacrifice, and came back to Madinah Munawwara along with his companions. After this peace treaty was signed, the threats and the dangers of war with non-believers were lifted, and peace prevailed everywhere. Because before this, there was always a danger and threat of Muslims being invaded by the disbelievers, and there were threats and danger of war all the time. But after this peace treaty, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed, these threats and dangers, they were lifted away, and peace in a way prevailed everywhere. Now, after this, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam intended to invite the people residing far away places, and he alayhi salatu wasalam intended to invite them and propagate them the message of Islam, because the prophethood of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not limited to a specific area or a certain time. But the prophethood of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the nabuwah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, encompasses everything, encompasses every era, encompasses every creation, and is for every single one. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam invited other kings and emperors to Islam as well. After the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, many other events also took place. Among them, one very famous event is Ghazwa Khaybar. Ghazwa Khaybar also took place after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed. Anyhow, the time passed by, and the crescent, the new moon of Zulqa'dah al-Haram, 7th Hijri, was sighted. Now, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam commanded everyone to prepare to leave for Umrah again. So, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam left Madinah Munawwara for Makkah Mukarramah to perform Umrah. So all those companions, alayhim ridwan, who initially went to perform Umrah in 6th Hijri with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and were stopped at the place of Hudaybiyah, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ordered all of them to come again in the 7th Hijri. So everyone, apart from those who were martyred in Ghazwa Khaybar, and who obviously could not come because of any other compulsion other than them, everyone said labbaik upon the call of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and joined Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam to leave for Makkah Mukarramah to perform Umrah. Along with various other reasons why this journey was very special, one very important and very famous event that took place in this journey was also the marriage of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with Ummul Mu'mineen, our mother, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So this event increased the popularity of this journey manifold. And when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached the place called Juhafa, his uncle Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu met Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and told him about the circumstances of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Moreover, Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he proposed Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to marry Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam accepted this proposal. According to one narration, when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached the place called Ya Hajj, then he sent Hazrat Ja'far bin Abu Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha with the marriage proposal of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated that when she received the news of the marriage proposal of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, she was on a camel at that time. She was riding upon a camel at that time. After receiving this glad tidings, whilst presenting herself to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, she said, Al-ba'iru wa ma alayhi lillahi wa li rasulihi. This camel and whatever is on it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Meaning that this whatever is on this camel along with this camel belongs to Allah azza wa jal and Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is also narrated Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she gave Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu the authority on her behalf to marry her to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then he married her to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu married Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the amount of mahar was 400 or 500 dirham. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear son, brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this was a brief account of how she got married to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And because of this event of marriage, the journey of Umrah even became more popular, more famous, more glorious in a way. Now, let's look at the family background of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha belonged to such a noble family that was known for honor and dignity. Allah Almighty blessed her family with various such honors and blessings that the people they would be envy of. They would be proud of the honors and blessings that Allah Almighty showered upon the family of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It is stated about her mother, Hind binte Auf, that she was the most esteemed and dignified woman in regards to the relations she had in terms of her daughter-in-laws. How? It was because that two of her daughters, yes, not one, two of her daughters, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzayma and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna binte Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna were married to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We covered this in our previous episode as well, where we spoke about Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzayma radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We covered this topic over there as well, so briefly we're touching on this again, that two of her daughters, two of the daughters of Hind binte Auf, they were married to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As when Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzayma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she passed away, then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So Hazrat Zainab binte Khuzayma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was married first to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha only when Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Khuzayma radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away. Other than this, her other daughters, meaning other daughters of Hind binte Auf, they were also married to the most auspicious personalities. How? That illustrious and acclaimed personalities such as the uncles of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna, Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Hazrat Sayyiduna Jafar bin Abu Talib, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaddad bin Had were also among her son-in-laws. So not only Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the husband of two of her daughters, but there were also these esteemed personalities whose name we've just taken, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these kind of personalities were also the son-in-laws of Hind Binte Auf. So from this aspect, she was one of the most esteemed and dignified women of the tribe. There are various other personalities among the relatives who embraced Islam and became among the most prominent companions of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as well. Let's go through the names of some of them. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Fazl radiallahu ta'ala anha. Who was she? She was a sister of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was a wife of the uncle of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And she was also the mother of his son, the great companion Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Her name was Lubaba and she was called Lubabatul Kubra. And she was a sahabiya, a female companion since the early days of Islam. And according to one narration, she was the first woman to embrace Islam after Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So we can also say that she was the second woman in Islam to embrace Islam after Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another relative of her, who was Hazrat Salma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a stepsister of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was the wife of the beloved uncle of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Hazrat Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, another female companion. She is also a stepsister of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she is also a sahabiya, a female companion since the very early days of Islam. She was married to Hazrat Sayyidina Ja'far bin Abu Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. All these three blessed companions, female companions that we've spoken about, Hazrat Umme Fazl, Hazrat Salma bint Umais, and Hazrat Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anhun, all of these female companions have been blessed with the title of Al-Akhwatul Mu'minat by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. More companions who were relatives of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha and were very prominent, gained a very high and prominent rank in being companion of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There was also Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which we spoke earlier. He was a nephew of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha and son of her sister Hazrat Sayyidina Umme Fazl Lubabatul Kubra. He was born 3 years before the migration and was 13 years old when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam physically departed this world. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made dua for his knowledge and wisdom. Look at the honor and rank of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is doing dua for blessings in his knowledge and wisdom. Then imagine what knowledge and wisdom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have blessed this companion, this beloved companion of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with, for whom Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made dua himself for his knowledge and wisdom. And Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also that companion who was blessed with beholding Hazrat Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam twice. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, this might be something astonishing and new for us, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion whom beheld Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam twice. And it is also narrated that he lost his eyesight in his last days and passed away in 68 Hijri at the age of 71 in Ta'if. And last but not the least, one more relative of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, very famous companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he is also the nephew of Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. And in the pre-Islamic era, Hazrat Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was among the leaders of Quraysh, among the chiefs of Quraysh. And he is that companion that was blessed with the title of Saifullah by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So these are some those dignified personalities, those personalities who attained a very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they became very prominent companions of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who have direct link, who have direct relationship with Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Allah Almighty blessed the wife of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with the best of the traits, virtues and attributes. They have been blessed with such traits that when we look at these mothers of the believers, when we look at these mothers of ours through their attributes, then they look out to be the most prominent and highly ranked women of this world. And indeed, they are the most highly ranked and the most dignified women of this world. Why? Because they have a link, they have the link and association with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. With this association, they became known as Ummul Mu'mineen, the mothers of believers. And because of this association, they have become the most dignified, the most esteemed women of the entire world. Now, let's look at some of the traits of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Along with various other attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anha with, one very prominent trait or attribute she possessed was the love for the sunnah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam she had. Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, they would follow the practices of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as anything. For them, whatever Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did meant everything. They would try to follow Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in every act of theirs. They didn't need any kind of reasoning. They didn't need any kind of justification for it. The only thing which mattered to them was that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did this. Hence, we are doing this. Among those names was also the name of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam greatly. Now, we all know that the blessed Miswak Sharif, the blessed Miswak, is a beautiful sunnah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Such a sunnah that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loved immensely. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam emphasized immensely to his ummah to act upon this very sunnah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that if I did not have the fear of inflicting hardship upon my ummah, then I would have ordered them to offer Isha late and perform miswak with every salah. This is how much emphasis of performing miswak has been given in the narration. That Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, highlighting the importance of this, states in this hadith that if I did not have the fear of inflicting hardship upon the ummah, look how merciful Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is, how much ease Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wants for his ummah, that he is saying that if I did not have the fear of inflicting hardship upon my ummah, then I would have ordered them to offer Isha late and perform miswak before every salah. So, it also shows us how much Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loved miswak sharif. But again, if you look at us, how far are we from this sunnah? How much do we act upon this beautiful sunnah? How much miswak sharif do we perform? We shall all try to perform miswak sharif as much as we can throughout the day, inshaAllah, with the intention of acting upon the sunnah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Along with gaining the spiritual benefits, we will also gain immense physical blessings, health benefits as well, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. Now, how Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she acted upon the sunnah, it is stated that Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she would keep Miswak Sharif soaked in water all the time. So, she would keep the Miswak Sharif soaked in water all the time. So if she is not engaged in other worships, in salah or any other activities, if she is free from other activities, she would pick up the miswak and start using it. This was the love of miswak which our mother, Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, possessed for miswak sharif, this beautiful sunnah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Other than this, there are a total of 76 ahadith mubarakah which are narrated on her authority and are mentioned in the book of ahadith. Out of these 76 ahadith, 7 ahadith are muttafaqun alayh, meaning that those ahadith that are mentioned in both Bukhari and Muslim. So out of those 76 ahadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh have taken 7 ahadith and mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. This world, this ummah, gained the blessings from her knowledge and wisdom, worships and piety. Finally, the time came when she had to physically depart from this mortal world. At that time, she was in Makkah Mukarramah. It is narrated, when her fatal illness increased, she said, "Take me out of Makkah, because my master, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, told me that I will not pass away in Makkah." Therefore, she was brought to the tree at the place called Sarif, outside Makkah, where she spent time with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after getting married. That's where she radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away. Now look at her belief as well. What a firm belief she had upon the saying of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon the news of unseen of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told her within her lifetime that you will not pass away in Makkah. So when she was inflicted with a fatal illness, she knew that this illness will remain with me. I will keep suffering with this illness, but I will not pass away in Makkah, because my Aqa Mawla, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, has told me, has given me the news of unseen that I will not pass away in Makkah. So she told the people to take her outside Makkah, and exactly same happened as was prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as the news was given by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that she will not pass away in Makkah. So as soon as she was taken outside Makkah at the place called Saif, where she spent time with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after getting married, that's where she passed away. According to an authentic opinion, she radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away in 51 Hijri during the reign of Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The great companion of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, led her funeral salah and also went in her grave too. The same companion for whom Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made the dua for increase in his knowledge and wisdom. The same companion who beheld Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam twice. Same companion led the funeral salah of our mother, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. So today we briefly discussed the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. But what lesson do we learn from her seerah? There are a couple of mothering pearls that we can derive. One is the love for acting upon the sunnah. How greatly she loved the sunnah. So we shall also try to develop this habit of acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And another beautiful attribute of hers, another beautiful lesson that we can learn from her was, is that when the marriage proposal of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given to her, the reply she gave, that because at that time she was riding upon a camel. And what, when the marriage proposal was given to her, what did she say? Al-ba'iru wa ma alayhi lillahi wa li rasulihi. That what this camel and whatever is on the camel is of Allah Almighty and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In other words, everything of mine is for the sake of Allah Almighty and Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we shall also develop this mindset that whatever we do, we shall always try to sacrifice everything for the deen of Allah Almighty and Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, by propagating Islam, by conveying people to the righteousness, by conveying people the call towards righteousness, by calling them towards righteousness through wisdom, through kindness, through love, through affection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower unlimited blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, and forgive us all without accountability for her sake, and give us the ability to follow her blessed footsteps. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women.